Hi, this is your doctor calling you back. I just wanted to let you know that you have been diagnosed with Lucky Girl Syndrome and you're about to get everything you want. Thank you. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe podcast. I missed you. How are you? Most importantly, are you following through with your goals? Okay, are you? Are you doing everything that we talked about in the 7-day series? I hope you are, because I believe in you and I know that you can accomplish all your goals this year. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe podcast. I'm your host, Trin Tondelier. That intro was all over the place. I did, in fact, just chug a dirty iced chai before recording, so I'm a little bit wired on caffeine, and we are talking all about Lucky Girl Syndrome today. Because, as you heard on our doctor's phone call at the beginning of this episode, you have been diagnosed with it, okay? Your results are back. Lucky Girl Syndrome is your diagnosis, and you are about to get everything that you want this year. I've been seeing Lucky Girl Syndrome all over my TikTok For You page, and if you haven't seen it on your For You page, essentially, I don't know who came up with this or where this idea originated, but everyone has been talking about Lucky Girl Syndrome, saying that is that essentially everything just works out for you because you have Lucky Girl Syndrome. And I have been seeing this all over my For You page and people making guides on how to radiate this Lucky Girl energy or have Lucky Girl Syndrome. And upon viewing these videos, I realized to myself that that is pretty much how I live my life. And I could teach you a thing or two on how to radiate Lucky Girl energy. If you've been around for a hot second now, because really you only have to have been around for a second, quite literally, to know that I stand for all things manifestation, law of attraction, positive affirmations, making vision boards, gratitude practices, positive self-talk, believing that everything always happens for a reason. It honestly, those are pretty much the basis of my life and my core values and how I live my life. And I've never really had a word for it until I saw this Lucky Girl Syndrome on my TikTok For You page. So really, I have essentially been living and diagnosed with Lucky Girl Syndrome for a couple of years now. If you're new here, my name is Trin. I'm 22 years old. 5 years ago, I decided to completely reinvent my life because I was tired of literally just being tired. I was struggling with my mental health. I was struggling with my physical health. I didn't take care of myself. I had a very negative outlook on life, and now that has quite literally done a complete 180 and couldn't be more opposite from how I live my life and how I view my life today. I genuinely feel like I attract everything I want and manifest it, and everything always works out for me. And it's crazy because when I heard girls talking about this Lucky Girl Syndrome on TikTok, I was like, holy shit, this is how I live my life. Whenever Brody and I are in a situation of high stress, one or the other, we both say this to each other all the time, is we always say everything will always work out. And it's crazy because we both just believe it so deeply that saying that to one another truly does calm us down because we believe it and we know that everything is going to work out. I don't quite know how to explain it. It is just the weirdest thing. If you're new here, Brody is my boyfriend. We have been dating since I was 14. I'm now 22. And we do a lot of crazy shit together. So let's back up a bit so you have more context. I've never traveled. I don't know how to travel, and I just knew that I wanted to travel. And we decided to pack up and go backpacking for Europe for a month. We decided to do the same in Bali the year after. The year after that, at 20 years old, I was 20, Brody was 22, we decided to buy a house. And we decided this all in 2 weeks that we wanted to buy a house, and we made it happen. Then, a year after living in that house, we decided that we wanted to move to Vancouver, sell our house, and make that move happen. So, we do a lot of crazy shit that somehow always works out, even though we don't know what we're doing. In my personal life, I also truly exhibit this and believe this too. For example, if you've been here for a while, making my vision board at the beginning of every year, and I just so truly, deeply feel that everything on the board is going to come into my life and my reality one way or another. Another example is buying a plane ticket from Vancouver to New York to go to New York Fashion Week with two girls that I had had one conversation with online, and I just knew it would work out, and now we are best friends and travel the world together. So if you're new here, there you go. There's some backstory on how I live my life and some context before we get into how you can radiate lucky girl energy as well. How you can radiate lucky girl energy all 2023. It is your time to just start experimenting with lucky girl energy, okay? I totally know that if you're new to the concept of law of attraction and manifestation, it can seem very odd. I totally get that. Trust me, I know it's weird. And when I was first introduced to the concept, I thought the exact same thing. And then I had the realization that it's not going to harm me by testing out some of these manifestation and law of attraction theories. So I may as well give it a shot. And that realization and giving it a shot genuinely changed my life. So if you're new to manifestation, just stay with me, okay? Promise me that you will stay with me and give this a shot, okay? Hear me out. Lucky girl energy to me is just knowing that everything is going to work out and knowing that you will make it through. If this is a new concept for you, I would definitely recommend reading the book or watching the movie The Secret. It's essentially about manifestation and the law of attraction. Pretty much all the theories that I always talk about and what I pretty much guide my life by, manifestation, law of attraction, a gratitude practice, they are all intertwined and make up one another and work together. And that is really, I feel like lucky girl energy and lucky girl syndrome is the name for all of those theories working together. In The Secret, it's a movie about the law of attraction. The author goes the more scientific route, if you will, by saying that the law of attraction, which if you're new to that as well, is pretty much saying that positive energy will attract positive energy and positive outcomes into your life. And I truly do believe that, which is why a gratitude practice, here's how they all come together. A gratitude practice is seeing the cup half full instead of half empty and living every single day looking for the positives in your life instead of the negatives, because what you focus on, you notice more. And I used to be a person who woke up and chose to focus on the negatives. And I didn't think it was a choice. I thought I was negative by fault, and that's just how I was, until I started rewiring my brain and training my mindset to see the positives. And I did that by a gratitude practice. Every single day, even if I didn't see the positive, I would search until I found the littlest thing. And that is also why I say that you need to cut out negative energy from your life, whether that be a job, where you live, the people you surround yourself with, your school, any single thing in your environment that is negative energy needs to be cut out ASAP as soon as possible. I know it's not just that easy for every situation, but the less negative energy in your environment, the better, because the law of attraction says that positive energy and thoughts will create more positive energy and experiences in your life. The author of The Secret, which is the book that I was talking about, goes on to explain that this is, she takes the scientific approach to the explanation for this by saying that, I might butcher this because I don't have it in front of me, but pretty much that everything is made up of energy. Therefore, your thoughts have energies as well, which can be positive or negative. So if you're putting out your energy as positive, every single thing, every atom is made up of energies, and therefore alike energies attract. And if you're giving out positive energy will come back to you. So that is how she explains it. But it also just comes down to the psychological theory of confirmation bias. I don't have my psychology textbook in front of me because I'm not in school anymore. But how I remember it is that you have the tendency to interpret information around you and information from your environment and life situations by looking inward to your own existing thoughts and information. So you use your inward thoughts to interpret outside factors in your everyday life. If that makes sense, I'm definitely not a teacher, and my professor probably explained that way better. But basically, it kind of makes sense, right? If you're processing your inward thoughts and they're positive, and you're telling yourself that you are so lucky, everything works out, well, then you're going to process everything that you come across in your outside factors, everything you come across in your day. You're going to look for the way through and the way to handle it that is exhibited by how you speak to yourself. So if you're saying, I'm so lucky, everything works out, confirmation bias says that when you're faced with a hurdle in your day, you're going to move in ways that confirms that everything always works out for you. So that's a lot of explanation, but I truly, truly believe this to be true. And I've seen it. I've just witnessed it happen in my own life. And it's weird. I was telling you about The Secret because if you go watch it, they make it seem like magic in the movie. And that's sometimes truly how I feel in my everyday life. I literally don't know how to explain it, but just start experimenting with law of attraction, manifestation, and a gratitude practice. I was telling you all about all the crazy shit that Brody and I have done and how we always just say that everything always works out and we always get what we want. And based on the confirmation bias, if we're saying that, we're going to move in ways through all these hurdles, through buying a house, through moving to Vancouver. We're going to make the choices that confirms our inner thoughts that everything is going to work out. I really should have had notes for explaining this. I've been really on the vibe of FaceTime vibes. This is just a girl talk hangout that motivates you to be your best self. So I've been laying off the notes and just hanging out. So I hope this makes sense. But I want to actually go get Brody from the other room. I always lock him out of the bedroom when I'm recording, of course. And I want to go bring him on and see if he can guess what I'm about to say. And he should be here for this conversation because I think we really work together by this point and feed off one another. So I'm going to bring him in to see if he can get it right. Okay, I went and got Brody to see if he will know what I'm talking about because I need to try something out. So everyone, welcome Brody to the pod. I want you all to know that he just looked at me instead of saying anything because he looked so scared to say hi. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You're our boyfriend. These are our best friends. You've been here before.
Okay, cool. Hi, guys. I'm not as good on the pod as Trent is.
It's okay. This is only your second time.
Yes. The first one was episode, what, 4?
I think it was... I don't remember. Was it 4? You're really good with numbers.
Brody
remembers every single number he's ever seen.
I think
so,
it was 4. It was around 4.
Yeah, it definitely was one of the first episodes. Okay.
Okay, so anyway. We are in the 80s now, and I am back.
Hey, good to have you. It's been a while.
It's
been a while. Okay, so I'm talking about this concept that I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay.
But there's this trend on TikTok right now that is a very popular manifestation theory or just way of thinking. Anyway, you'll get the point after. But
wait, is this like a test? I'm scared.
Just you wait.
Okay.
So I saw this trend and it's hard to explain it without giving it away. And I just instantly thought that it was how you and I already live. And it's so funny because I feel like we're delusional at some points. And mm-hmm. I'll explain this after, but the thing is I don't even know how to explain how this happens to us. And then I saw this TikTok trend and it's exactly how you and I always talk to each other. Okay, you need to guess because I want to see if you say it. So what is something that you and I always say to each other when we're in stressful situations and we don't know what we're going to do besides...
Wait, can I say what I think you're going to say?
No, wait.
Okay.
What?
That everything happens for a reason? Or is that not the right one?
No, that's not the right one. That was the first one that I knew you were going to say, so that's besides everything happens for a reason. Try and think about what you and I always say to each other to just de-stress. When we don't have a single clue what's going to happen or how to overcome a situation, what do we always say to each other?
You're putting me on the spot. When we're in a situation of stress.
I feel like you say it more than me.
I feel like I always just say, everything always works out.
Yes!
That's it? Is that the right one? Yeah. No way. That's really funny.
No, I knew you were going to get it because, okay, so now I can explain. The theory is called Lucky Girl Syndrome.
Wait, are you being like, that was actually the right one?
Yes.
Oh, I passed. There's... Guys, I passed.
Good job. No, I've trained you well. You think like me now. You're good little...
Manifesting.
Wait. Okay, wait. We've never talked about on the pod how you used to be so negative, how I used to be negative, and I've been training you to be grateful and always look for the bright side of things and that everything's going to work out and everything happens for a reason.
You literally, like, beat it out of me. Like, I would say negative things and you would just be like, stop. Like, I'm not even entertaining this conversation. And then it just worked.
Wait,
do you want to... always be like, nope, take it back. And I would get embarrassed. And then I would out loud be like, I take it back.
He would just give me the saddest little pout and be like, I take it back. Fine. Wait, do you want to come on this episode for a bit? Do you want to sit down, stay a while?
Well, kind of.
Are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable. Are you guys comfortable? Maybe I shouldn't be on you.
See, I told you. You'd be natural. Okay. When I used to struggle with my mental health and be very negative, that was a while back. But I feel like recently you've had a shift. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure, I'd love to.
Hey, do you want to sit down and talk about your...
I just got home from work, but I'd love to.
You just got home from work, but do you want to have a therapy session with me and 50,000 people right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
No, but seriously, because I feel like what I teach on the podcast and what I share with my audience is also what I share with, like, literally the exact same things that I share with you in real life and how you and me try to live our lives together and our mindset together. So do you think that you've actually seen a shift in practicing the way that I view things and gratitude and not being negative?
Yeah, I actually have. And the problem is we were talking about earlier where you were saying, like, take it back. Like, take it back, say it out loud that you take it back. I had a point where I kind of still do, but I say it to myself sometimes. When I say, like, things that, like, negative things or whatever, I'll be like, I'll just say, I won't actually say it out loud when I'm by myself, but I'll be like, no, you should take it back.
And it used to be so hard for you. We would be driving, and Brody used to be so negative.
Guys, I got some road rage. Hand up.
I'm not even talking road rage.
Okay, that didn't...
I feel like we always have the most serious conversations when we're driving for some reason, and your outlook used to be a lot more negative, which is fine, me too. But after time, and the take it back, when you say something negative and you say, I take it back, and you reframe it with something positive, I truly believe that you're rewiring your brain to think more positively. And this is not where I intended for this episode to go, but when you said...
Sorry, my bad.
No, it's good. When you sat down with me and we started talking about the lucky girl syndrome and things always working out, it completely made me realize that you have had a very recent mindset shift, and I've seen it happen with you and I've watched it happen with you. So I was just wondering if you have any comment on retraining your mindset to be more positive. Because here's the thing, is I feel like it's very easy for me, not easy, but what's the word I'm looking for? It sounds silly for me to sit here and tell everyone that saying something negative and then saying, oh, take it back. I'm like, here's your answer to all your negativity. It sounds silly when you listen to it. And I am very cognizant and aware of that. And I just realized that I've actually witnessed this happen with you.
I feel like watching you firsthand, or like being with somebody who's so positive, who's like, don't think like that, don't do that. And then it makes you like, I would get uncomfortable around you being so negative because I felt like a dark cloud. And then like watching in certain aspects, and then like I'd watch you like grow and just like be so happy and positive, and I was like, I just want to start thinking like that. And then like very slowly you just start changing the way you think. Like you stop getting grumpy when a super minor thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know that like stupid quote that's like, you have $83,000, if somebody took 10, would you give away all your money?
No, I've never seen that.
No, but you have though.
No, I actually don't think I have. That's a new one.
What do you mean?
No, I've never seen that.
Okay, it's like the thing, it's like, if you have $83,436 in your bank account and somebody took $10, would you throw away all your money? And it's this saying of like, you have that many seconds in a day or in a week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in a day. I don't know, I might expose myself there. Would you waste like having 10 bad seconds where something happens? Would you throw away your whole day for that?
Oh, I've actually never seen that.
Really?
But it makes sense. That's a good way of looking at it. Because, no, I swear, I used to, the littlest minor inconvenience, like spilling my coffee, I would get so mad and it would honestly ruin my day.
Oh, me too. I used to be like a very, very angry, not like super angry. I'd just get very mad for like 5 minutes and then kind of go back to normal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because you've retrained your mindset. This is totally off topic and not where I was.
Yeah, did I just sidetrack this podcast?
No, sorry. But no, it has to do with lucky girl syndrome because it seriously works to train your mindset to be more positive and switching it. And when you sat down here to talk about this with me, it just reminded me that I've seen it happen not only with myself, but with you. And I already said this, but it can sound silly as a listener of this podcast, and I'm telling them to take back your negative thoughts and say it out loud. And you used to think it was so silly too.
Yeah, I did.
You would roll your eyes, but I would be like, Brody, say you take it back and say something positive. And you would roll your eyes and be like, I take it back. And now...
That's not how I talk.
Yeah, it is. I take it back.
Take it back.
But now you're more positive and it actually works when you rewire your brain, and it takes a while, and it seems, I'm just speaking for you, watching.
Of course.
I'm speaking for you because I saw that you thought it was silly at first, but you did it to make me happy. And
then it stopped getting silly.
And yeah, no, it does work.
Another thing that would tie back into the topic of this episode is like, when you realize how lucky you actually are, that's tacky.
No, it's not tacky. No, what? It's no, tacky. Say it. What? Say it.
When you realize how like lucky you actually are, and how if you just talk about how like the positive aspects of your life, and stop talking about the negative aspects of your life, it's just crazy what your brain like focuses on. Because I used to focus on when I'd get cut off in traffic, and I'd let it just like spiral instead of just focusing on the fact that my day's like, I don't know, I have a good day today. You just focus on the positive Aww. Things.
Brody, it's called gratitude practice.
Is it?
Whoa, this is a big moment for me where I haven't, like, we've never sat down and actually, wow, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Wait, no, but seriously, we've never sat down and talked about how much your mindset has changed, and you've been putting in the work, and it honestly has changed. You guys, sometimes it almost pisses me off how positive he is now, because I will be having a bad day, and I'll give him a call, and I'll just want to just get something off my chest, something little that's bothering me. And he will shove my own gratitude practices into my face.
You have no idea how satisfying it is, guys. It's awesome.
And I'm like, hey, you shut up. Those are my sayings. And let me complain for 5 seconds of my day. So he's almost the more positive one now and doesn't even let me complain about this tiniest shit that I shouldn't be complaining about. But anyway.
Look at us.
Okay, well, I was telling them how you and I do all this crazy shit that we have no idea how to do, and you and I are always just, we verbalize it and say, it's going to work out. Everything always works out for us. We will find a way to figure this out. And the one example that I had is when we wanted to go to Bali and we were saving money, and quite frankly, did not have enough money to go on the trip, and the trip was approaching. And we just said, it's going to work out. We'll find a way. Everything's going to work out. And I mean, this isn't the most ideal way for things to work out, but we got rear-ended.
I can't believe this is what you chose?
No, this isn't what I chose, but it's just like crazy because we, at that point in time, we had no idea how it was going to work out. And we just said, we're going to make it work. We already committed. Everything's going to work out. And we literally got rear-ended, and we got insurance payments because of it from the other...
This episode is going to make me sound like a really bad driver, but this one, I was stopped. This
no,
was
not we my... got rear-ended. How does that make you sound
well,
like
Well,
because
we've
driver.
Talked about my road rage. We've talked about how when I get cut off, I get mad, and now I'm getting rear-ended.
Okay, but every boyfriend has road rage.
And well, not me anymore.
Yeah, no, seriously, it has improved. Okay, back to the point is that we had no idea how we were going to afford that trip, and we just said, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. We always find a way. And then we got insurance payments for being rear-ended and had enough money for the trip, which I would not recommend going on a trip when you cannot afford it, but we were very young and stupid and just committed to traveling. We wanted to travel, so we committed and knew it would work out and knew we would find a way. I'm not saying to copy this. I'm not saying it's ideal, but it's just weird. And ever since then, we've always said everything always works out for us. Most of the time it is us making it work out for ourselves, but that's one instance that really sticks out to me because that was, I have no idea how we even fell into that. That's why I'm saying the story, because do you have any other examples of when we're saying everything always works out and we're stressed of how we've resolved situations by saying everything works out? Does anything come to mind?
I think when we moved to Vancouver, I think it was when we came here and we were in like our short-term rental the first month, and I remember both of us being like very anxious because we didn't have a place at the end of the month and we were in a new city and we had no idea what we were doing. And then just talking and being and just
saying that we're going to find a place and it's going to work out.
And just being like, yeah, it's like we're in a completely crazy spot right now, but like this is like when you're filled with all that like anxiety or whatever you're feeling where you're nervous and you're tense and you're just like, this is just like you're literally in the thick of it and you're going to get out of it and it's going to be fine. Because for most people's situations, at least that one, it's going to be fine. You're going to find a place. You're going to, like, something's going to work out. Something's meant for you. Like, everything happens for a reason. So we came here with no place and we found the perfect place and the perfect situation for us. Mm-hmm. Now, when we think of that time, I look back and think of it fondly because I was like, that was awesome. We are absolutely nuts for doing mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Is that a good example?
It is a good example because I always tell people to take the leap of faith and to do the thing that's scaring them, even if they don't have all the answers, and just tell yourself that it will work out, because you need to throw yourself into a scary situation if you want to grow and if you want to experience new things. And you and I feel like we always just throw our, like, we literally just throw ourselves in. We came here, we didn't know where we were going to live. I feel like those scary situations stops people from going out there and trying new things because you don't have all the answers before it. But throw yourself into a situation and say it's going to work out, and I promise you, you will find a way out of it. You will find a way to make it work. You just have to stop making excuses, stop being scared, and you don't need all the answers before you do something.
No, I would always say, like, the way my brain works, like, when I'm in, like, a very, like, stressful situation, or I'm in the middle of something that I'm out of my comfort zone, and I'm like, where I am right now is stressful, I always just tell myself, oh, I'm in the thick of it right now, or the furthest out of my comfort zone, and I can't wait to be on the other side. And then eventually the other side comes and you're like, okay. But when we throw ourselves in scary situations, that everything always works out.
Yeah, that's very true. We do think that. Yeah, but lucky girl syndrome, it really can work for everyone and any situation, and it's just a new mindset and a way of thinking.
And for the like 5% of males watching this, lucky boy syndrome is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Actually, our male audience has been growing. I always used to say...
That's awesome.
I do still think it's only you and my dad and a couple others, but we welcome everyone here. I always just say girls because I see the statistics and I know the audience of this pod, but lucky everyone syndrome. Okay, Brode, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to gear this podcast a little bit back towards
the... Yes, sorry for sidetracking it.
No.
I will see you in another 80-ish episodes. Thank you.
You don't have to say sorry. That was me, and I feel like that was a good sidetrack that was still on the topic, and it proved... Not proved, but it demonstrated a lot of points of how we think. And when I think about it, it just comes down to a mindset change, you know? It's really just your way of thinking and knowing that you are lucky and everything is going to work out.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know what? I put an Instagram story up asking who people wanted on the podcast in 2023 because I was planning new episodes, and not everyone.
That's...
Quite a few people. There was a lot of Brody answers.
Guys, thank you. Nothing makes me happier than hearing that you want me on the pod.
Well, hopefully they like this episode and then you can come on for a full one.
Yeah, please. Please like this episode. Please.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to the grocery store.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, that episode was kind of all over the place, but I feel like it was still all relative and related to one another. It really is all intertwined, like I said, and I feel like everything that I discussed and that Brody and I discussed on today's episode really does fall under lucky girl energy. So go experiment with it, try it out, see what happens. And if you have any witch shit, any magic happen in your life after experimenting, do not hesitate to DM me, okay? Tell me what happened. I live for the shit. When I see a DM from any of you with a witch emoji, I know that I am in for a treat, and nothing makes me more excited. I literally sit down, grab the popcorn, and I start reading. Go out there, experiment, try it out, tell me how it goes. We also have the Geneva group chat that you can join. The link is in the show notes. You can go tell everyone in there what happened. And I will see you next week. Thank you for listening. Mwah.